We are joined by contributor Eileen Dalabrida for her annual look at the holiday shopping season. Eileen, thanks for joining us on The Green this week.
Happy to be here, Tom.
Let's start with the outlook. How busy are retailers expecting to be this year? Is this going to be another big season for them?
It's looking like it's going to be a very good season for them. And one estimate has shopping dollars topping $1 trillion, that's trillion with a T, for the very first time.
So why is this outlook so bullish again this year? I mean, I know that we talked even earlier this year, you know, when we talked about tariffs and things like that, that maybe there was more uncertainty for this holiday shopping season. Why has that seemed to have dissipated and things look good again?
Well, there's a direct correlation to consumer confidence. We're seeing wages rising for the first time in a long time. And also, the whole tariff troubles didn't materialize for this season because merchants were feeling so confident that they stocked up before the tariffs went into effect.
One other possible factor this year would be the date. This year, Thanksgiving is later than usual. Does a truncated shopping season make a difference, particularly considering that retailers, let's be honest, are already putting out some of their deals? You know, if you look at your email inbox, they're already there. Does the timing at all make a difference?
I think so. It's a very short season, only 26 days. It's the shortest that it can possibly be. And that is why everybody is starting early and trying to entice shoppers to the store. I think we're going to see a real crunch, some very heavy Black Friday traffic, even more people shopping on Thanksgiving when we wake up and say, wow, it's only 26 days until Christmas.
Yeah, I guess in some ways it's almost as much people realizing it rather than maybe the retailers realizing it, that at some point people, as you said, are going to wake up and be like, I only have how much time?
It's the flesh and blood shoppers who propel all of this. And yeah, we're only human.
So we've spent a lot of time in recent years talking about brick and mortar sales versus online sales. But I was fascinated this year. You've identified some other trends to look at. And one of which is what people are focusing on. And your story says the emphasis seems to be shifting away perhaps from, you know, getting the latest cool stuff, right?
It is. It's more spa treatments and less sweaters. It's more experiences and less tangible things that you can hold in your hand. More gifts are focusing on travel and dining out and experiences. I spoke with a professor at the University of Delaware who bought snowboarding lessons for her son. And I think that this goes hand in hand with an overall trend towards decluttering, that people are saying, you know, I have a lot of stuff. I think I would rather spend time with my loved ones or do something that I really enjoy as an individual.
It's a fascinating trend, and it's one I could say even personally sometimes I feel the same way, that, like, you know, there's all this stuff, and it's like we got this for Christmas 2 years ago. How much did we actually use it? And, yeah, sometimes it is maybe a better idea just to do something with somebody and have that moment. It is a fascinating trend. But people still look for stuff, right? And when they do, you're also noting that perhaps they're trying to find things that are a little bit more unique and maybe atypical than something you just buy at a regular department store or a big box store.
Yeah, I think that we're looking for things that are handmade, things that have some sort of real ambiance to them. The Poplar Hall Christmas market in Newark last year attracted so many people that they had to just move it to a bigger venue. So this year it's going to be in Chesapeake City. Also, the Delaware Center for Horticulture is offering its first holiday bazaar. And so when you buy wreaths and things like that, they're going to be from locally sourced plants, different kinds of crafts that are made by hand. And we want to support our local merchants and the people in our own communities.
And I guess that kind of ties in with the emphasis over the last couple of years with, you know, Small Business Saturday and supporting small business. This kind of goes hand in hand with that, right?
I think so.
So you also note that, there's a role for demographics in what we're looking at trend-wise and in shoppers' habits. Can you explain that, how things are kind of breaking down now demographically?
Oh, it's so interesting because we look at members of Generation Z. They're ages 18 to 22, and they grew up with a smartphone in their hand. They don't know about life before the internet, but they are going to be doing their shopping in brick-and-mortar stores. Partly because they're social and they like to hang out with their friends, but also because they're young and they don't have credit cards that you need to have if you're going to buy things online.
Fascinating.
But then the millennials, ages 23 to 38, they do have their credit cards and they will do most of their shopping online, and they're looking to buy electronics. They also are most likely to shop at dollar stores. The baby boomers, who are ages 55 to 73, are the most likely to go to department stores. You'll find them at Macy's. And they're also the most likely to buy gifts of wine and liquor, which I found very interesting. And then the members of the silent generation, ages 74 to 91, are the procrastinators, which really surprised me. So they're just, going to wait until it's close to Christmas. About half of them will shop online. And then a lot of them will just write checks.
Fascinating. I guess what I see there is there really is a spread. And so, you do see room for the online shopping, room for the brick and mortar shopping, the room for the early bird and the procrastinator. I mean, retailers really do have to address that whole spectrum of consumer.
They really do. And the thing that really sort of tickled me is that someone who is 90 is as likely to shop online as someone who is 18 and doesn't have a credit card.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Are there some other trends that we're seeing as we head into this holiday shopping season?
Well, one thing that we're seeing that has been a constant is that price is the number one factor that consumers are looking for. And I think that is probably contributing toward this very disconcerting trend of shoppers returning things. You see something online, you like it, you order it, then you see something you like better, and because it frequently doesn't cost anything to return it, they're sending it back. So this is, we're seeing even before Christmas an extraordinary number of returns. It's up about 26% over last year.
Wow, that's interesting because, we've always kind of looked at it as like, well, it's after Christmas when all the returns are. I'm sure there still are, but people are actually, kind of swapping things out even before they get to giving the gifts out.
Yes. If they find it for less, or they find it in a different color, or learn that the person they were buying for really wants something else, they're just sending it back.
And they have the flexibility to do so. Despite all these changes we've talked about, shopping on Thanksgiving and Black Friday, still a thing. So what kind of deals are out there if people are going to brave the madness of Thanksgiving and Black Friday?
Good gravy, Tom. The deals are incredible. There are, and this is on both Thanksgiving Day and on Black Friday, the trend towards people shopping on Thanksgiving, there has been some backlash, and a lot of really big-name retailers aren't going to be open on Thanksgiving, like Costco and Nordstrom and Apple. But more people are going to be shopping on Thanksgiving. 58% of people will be gobbling up those bargains on Thanksgiving Day, and that's up from 45% last year, a significant increase.
Yeah.
So they're going to find things like Best Buy has incredible, incredible deals, a really great Nikon camera with a two-lens kit that's typically $1,200 is going to be $700. Target, the Instant Pot continues to be a strong trend in small appliance land, and they're going to be selling them for $65.
Wow.
Marked down from $100. Walmart has some super bargains. A 10.5-inch Apple iPad for $699. That's marked down $300. Kohl's, consumers really seem to be attracted to Kohl's Cash, in which you get this paper money or on your phone money that you can apply to other purchases. So you can get a Fitbit 3 for $99, and that's reduced $50, and you'll also get $30 in Kohl's Cash.
Wow. So there's something for everyone. Eileen Dalabrida, we appreciate your reporting. We appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us on The Green this week.
Thanks, Tom.